I would say the Jewish values are, and what I'm going to say, are not things that are uniquely Jewish, singularly Jewish. I would say that they're predominantly Jewish. Or Jews have them in greater number than others, or that Jews have them in a greater focus than others. I mean, the first Jewish value, I think, overwhelmingly, is education, learning, memory. And I think there are ample examples of that from all sorts of societies, that Jews put more time, energy, money into education than any other people. Be quantified. I try to have all these values being subject to real quantification, not just verbiage. So I think education has been a Jewish value. We have the people of the book, and there's no accident that we're called that from time immemorial. And that's one of the reasons we have more PhDs, and that's one of the reasons we have succeeded so well in so many areas, blah, blah, blah. Major first Jewish value. Second Jewish value, it's not charity, but tzedakah. Tzedakah means that we feel a responsibility for helping those in need, those poorer than us, around us. That's a Jewish value. And you see it all sorts of different ways. And when you talk about Jewish guilt, a peculiarly funny phrase, what arises from that second Jewish value? Guilt, because we don't do it enough, and we feel uncomfortable when we don't do it. Why do you hear the phrase Jewish guilt so much? Because we have a sense of things we should have done and haven't done. So the second Jewish value is tzedakah, the responsibility to help those in need, those in not as good a position as we are. Second Jewish value. Third Jewish value, in my view, is meritocracy, that Jews only do well in those societies that are meritocratous and don't do well in those collective societies that would be characterized, say, by the socialist world, the communist world, where we helped start that world because we were idealists. But then when that world got started, it wasn't good for us at all. But if you look at the United States, probably the most meritocratous country in the world, we do exceptionally well. So that's a third Jewish value, meritocracy. You know, individuals rewarded and punished based upon their own individual achievements and lack thereof. Fourth Jewish value, and I'm having a hard time articulating this clearly, it's being the outsider. Jews have been the outsider in so many different places, and we function very, very well as an outsider. Maybe not so well as an insider. And I think that can be elaborated on all sorts of different ways. And you can probably think yourself about how Jews have been successful as outsiders in so many places. And when they become insiders, as they are becoming insiders, where?
Here.
Right. Not sure how well will we be doing.